Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Local drug task forces have claimed that they're on life support because of a consistent drop in funding in the last 10 years. This comes as crack cocaine addiction cases have increased by 400% in the last decade. I'm joined now by the Minister for Public Health, Wellbeing and the National Drug Strategy, Hildegard Nocton. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. What is your reaction to those devastating statistics?
Good afternoon, Cormac. Yes, I came into this role in the Department of Health where I have responsibility for the National Drug Strategy. So I'm acutely aware of the issues around funding for many of the drug and alcohol task forces right across the country. And funding is one of the main issues that is raised by community groups constantly.
And it's raised time and again, isn't it? The frontline community drug services we spoke to today have seen a 4.5% drop in funding since 2012, while the state's health budget has increased by 50%. I mean, explain that one.
At the moment, we give 130 million euro for drug and alcohol addiction services. That increased by 10 million in the last budget. And what I want to do as minister with responsibility for this area is to make sure that we are increasing that again. So I'm in the process of working through an estimates process. But I suppose the voices of those who are working in this sector on the ground day in, day out is strong in my mind here in relation to ensuring that I have to secure increased funding to make sure that people who need these supports and these services can get them.
With respect to you, they can't get them. The services are telling us today they're turning people away for lack of funding. They don't have enough core funding to meet the demand. There's a crack cocaine explosion in the city and across the country. You're simply not keeping up.
And that's why in June of this year, I provided 500,000 euro for cocaine and crack cocaine services because of that increase. We've seen an increase in the treatment for cocaine use, and that reflects the additional funding that was put in place for community-based services last year. But I absolutely acknowledge that the funding needs to be increased. There's fantastic work happening right across the country. I have visited many of these centres. I'm in Cork today, meeting with service providers who help people in addiction, alcohol and drug addiction, and who have the programmes in place. And what they're saying to me is that the demand is there and they need an increase in funding. And that is my role as the Minister with responsibility to ensure that we have those services.
But do you accept, do you accept that as Minister with responsibility for the National Drug Strategy, that throwing 500,000 euro at a crack cocaine crisis, 400% increase in crack cocaine use in the last decade, that is simply inadequate?
That's only one area of funding. There was an extra 10 million provided in last year's budget. So 4 million of that went to expand alcohol and drug services to look at changing patterns of drug use and emerging trends.
But sorry, really can I just stop you? That 10 million was right across drugs task forces and addiction services, and it included alcohol as well as other drugs. I'm talking to
yes.
you about the crack cocaine crisis, and it's simply the services you're providing, the local drug task forces are telling us, are not adequate at all. Do you accept that?
I have said that funding needs to increase. But it's important to say that many people who are in addiction have, I suppose, there's polydrug use, there's alcohol, there's as well as cocaine, cannabis, all of these issues. And what I have said is that we've increased the funding by 10 million in last year's budget. I want to see that further increased.
By how much?
There's also been, well, again, I don't want to get into negotiations on the airwaves here, but what I can assure.
But it might be easy for you. It might be easy for you if you.
Accept. Hard to increase that funding.
Okay, can I ask you about some of the detail about the task forces and their demands? They say that for them, in order for them to be able to deliver services, that they would require an increase of 3 million in the budget upcoming in terms of core services. Would you commit now to providing that 3 million increase?
You'll have to appreciate I can't give a commitment in relation to figures. They're the task forces in Dublin. I have had had regular meetings with the chairs of those task forces, with representative groups, actually only in the last 2 weeks, where they outlined their budget submission to me as minister. Again, what they're doing is fantastic work on the ground. What I can commit to is to ensuring that they are well funded in doing and carrying out the programmes that are working well, that are evidence-based, and they have, as I say, they are doing great work, and
they
I do
say
agree
that's
that
the minimum.
They need increased funding.
They say that's the minimum.
I'm not going to get into figures, but this is not just a Dublin issue either. This is a nationwide issue. We have issues in rural Ireland in relation to ensuring that those treatment centres are funded, that our drug and alcohol task forces right around the country are supported. So the commitment I'm giving is that I am fighting hard through this estimates budget to ensure that we are ramping up the funding for drug and alcohol addiction services in the community in particular, looking at programmes that work well. A lot of the task forces are telling me that they have some really good programmes that are really efficient, that work well, they're effective, the evidence is there. They want to just increase the funding for that. I speak to people who use drugs on a regular basis. People, for example, in Ishka, they're a peer group. They're people who use drugs who want to help design and deliver services to get people into recovery, to help people get the health-led approach that they need to dealing with addiction.
And I just wonder
and
if
there's
there
really
are
good examples mm-hmm. of that. And
you know,
can I just ask you about that?
It's clear you're not committing
well.
To a very modest demand from the local drugs task forces of an increase of 3 million euro. They say that is the minimum that they could envisage in terms of doing their core work, and you're not committing to it today.
I can't commit, and no minister would be able to come on the airwaves today and give a figure. But I have assured the task forces I have met that I will be fighting hard through this estimates process to make sure that the funding is there. We have a citizens' assembly who are meeting at the moment. They're going to be reporting back to the Oireachtas at the end of the year. But in the meantime, I am out travelling the country, meeting with different groups, local communities who know what the needs are. And there's different needs in different areas.
Have the services told you that they're turning drug addicts away?
There are certainly groups there, for example, Ishka in Dublin, that peer group I mentioned earlier, where the demand is really high, and not only in the Dublin area, but across mm-hmm. the country.
But have they told you that specifically,
that
they have to turn addicts away?
The demand. Wherever there are issues, I know that many of these task forces, these community groups, where the HSE are involved, everything that can be done to help people to get the support they need is done.
Because
my question really is, if
the drugs task forces, and many of these people, the Health Research Board last month said that the majority of addicts at drug rehab centres are hooked on cocaine. Now, I just wonder, if they're being turned away, where do they go? Where do they go to get help?
If anyone has any issues or concerns, they obviously will go to their GP, go to their health service, their local community supports that are there, and they will. And
but they're
I know
being
they
turned,
will
that's the point. They're being
the
turned away from
ability.
Those places.
Where there are funding issues, again, and I'll repeat this, I'll be fighting very hard to increase that funding, and I will increase it. What the figure will be, I cannot say.
But you're not but committing
the
to the minimum that they're asking for.
I can't commit to any figure. It would be highly inappropriate for me or for any minister. As I say, I'm in the midst of estimates negotiations at the moment, but I am fighting hard to increase that figure, and my commitment is absolutely categoric. And
one thing that is needed, Minister, is staff, because staff retention is a huge problem. Since 2022, 11 of the 12 the 12 task forces that have been surveyed had tried to recruit staff, with only 31 out of the 50 roles being filled. Now, I'm sure that's something you're aware of. What can they do?
Yeah, and this is an issue, I suppose, right across the board. It's not just for addiction services. So as part of the solution there, from my point of view, is the funding solution around ensuring that they have the funding that may be able to go towards recruitment as part of this. But as we know, recruitment is a problem right across, this was the health service, finding people for these particular, within particular skill sets within this area.
I just wonder, is this the chickens coming home to roost in terms of, since Fine Gael came into power in 2011, slashing various drug treatment programmes and community programmes. In 2015, for example, the Irish Times was reporting that local drugs and addiction task forces had their funding cut by 90%. The Dublin Inquirer, I was looking as well, warning at the time that the Dublin's drug task force forces were withering away. That's in 2020, with the HSE no longer funding two community participation workers. And 2018, that at that point, it was so bad, 7 years after Fine Gael came to power, it was so bad that all previous Minister for Drugs had to come together and issue a joint statement asking for services to be replenished. Maybe it's not a priority for this government.
It's an absolute priority. I've increased the funding by 10 million in the last budget. I suppose we could go back to 2011, 12, 13, when the country was in the midst of an economic crisis, and we could have the same conversation, unfortunately, about right across every single sector.
But you were
I'm here today in this role. This is my responsibility, and this is something that I'm fighting for in relation to funding. But I will not be able to do that by myself, and I'm not. I'm working with those community groups on the ground who know what is needed, not just in our cities, but as I say, in our regional areas, right across the country.
Can I ask you finally about the conversation, the public conversation over the last number of days or weeks about the drug-fuelled criminality, in part drug-fuelled, in Dublin city centre at least. And the point has been made time and again about how it's policed in the city centre in Dublin, that open drug dealing is happening in the same areas of the city every day and nothing is done. I mean, is that something that you cooperate with Minister Helen McEntee on?
Yeah, look, I suppose in relation to my own brief on this, and I know Minister McEntee has been out over the last number of days as well, just talking about the 100 new Gardaí on our streets, the 10 million extra in relation to Garda visibility in the Dublin area in particular. But there's also very good programmes in place, for example, in Annaliffey in Dublin, where the Gardaí work with staff in Annaliffey who help people in drug and alcohol addiction, work with the HSE, Dublin City Council, in order to, I suppose, help people who are attending Annaliffey, but helping them to get the services that they need. And that's a multi-agency approach there, where the Guards, the HSE, Annaliffey, who specialise in this, work together. And what we would like to see is, I suppose, a greater rollout of that across the country. The same programme is moving into Limerick City as well, where it has worked well. Again, the Gardaí leading on this, working with the HSE, working with drug and alcohol addiction services in city, helping people. This is all about a health-led approach, and where criminality, where someone commits a crime, that's absolutely, it needs to be punished, but where people need help, who are in addiction, who are ready to be helped, who are, you know, accept that they want now to get the help, that those services need to be in place. So these are really good models that I want to see rolled out in other areas across the country.
Okay, Minister Hildegard Nocton of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed.